start this segment in Dave's yard in Tucson, Arizona. Welcome, David.
Oh, welcome to me, too. Yes, I've got these broad-leafed weeds popping up in my dormant Bermuda. And
okay.
Pulling them by hand isn't working.
All right.
Is there any deadly chemical I can use on it that won't kill the Bermuda?
No, that's just not a good thing to say on the radio, deadly chemical. Well, if they're broadleaf weeds, whether the Bermuda is dormant or not, there are selective herbicides that can be used without damaging your Bermuda and kill a broadleaf weed. The one we like, you know, is the Fertilome product Weed Out, or Weed Out Plus Q, or you can buy it. We saw one called Quinlarac, but it's effective only on broadleaf weeds. It will not kill grassy type weeds, or I should rephrase that. The Quinlarac will kill some grassy weeds, but it won't kill your Bermuda, and especially if it's dormant, you have no problems. Just make sure you do it before they go to seed, and get some pre-emergent on that lawn. You can use a granular pre-emergent like Dimension on your lawn. Don't use the spray orange stuff like Surfland, but use the granular product on your lawn. If you don't plant ryegrass, you can do it spring and fall, and you'll eliminate all of that.
You know, I used to pull the weeds by hand just because, you know, in the lawn, a lot, usually moist enough.
It's great exercise.
You know, but you never beat it because you got bird drops and you got haboobs and you got dust storms. You know, to think that you're going to keep it, you know what, I'm going to pull it out so that way the root's gone, there's no chance of seed. You know, I'm going to have this weed-free yard.
Sometimes pulling is actually, you know, with spurge, we're finding, which is a summer broadleaf weed, if you're not careful when you pull it, it's got so many seeds on it, you actually might do more harm than good. And one of the methods, when you pull it, you need to pull it right into a garbage bag or something, or you're just going to make it worse and spread it. So the Dimension going on now will really help control that summer weed spurge that's gotten so bad.
So there's products on the market that are selective for broadleaf and different types. Julie, you had mentioned that there's a lot of ranchers that will loan you their goats for weed control. Do they make goats that will eat weeds but not your lawn?
They have to work on that. You know, they can figure just about anything out lately, especially with today's modern technology and agriculture, but that one I don't think they can.
just curious.
Just curious.
Let's see how we can help Wayne and Morano. Go ahead, sir.
I just want to let you know that what a great show. My wife and I moved here about a year and a half ago from Massachusetts, and I'm kind of learning about landscaping out here, and it's just been a real, real help to us.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Okay, I have a question. I have a willow acacia tree, and I'm wondering, can I prune that thing now? I mean, it's constantly, you know, you get suckers on there, and you get new growth all the time. And I didn't know if there's a good time of the year or a better time of the year to prune it.
Well, the low growing sprouts or the root shoots or the suckers, whatever, you can take those off whenever they occur, just year round. Keep those off. As far as pruning the tree back, I would say yes, just about now, middle of February through the first part of March should be a great time to prune that particular tree, yes.
So I can cut back some of those branches. I mean, it's a good-sized tree. It probably has an 8-inch caliper or so, and it's maybe 20-25 feet high.
Yeah, we just want to watch with that one. It can be a little cold touchy, especially in Marana. So you don't want to do it too early in the winter, but we're about out of the woods now, so I would say go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
We appreciate it, Wayne. Welcome to Arizona. Let's bring Patty into the conversation and see what we can help her in her yard this morning. Patty, go ahead.
Good morning. I would like to place some pots in a concrete area that is going to be against a block wall west facing. So I'd like to know what kind of plant could I put in those that would maybe grow 4 feet or so.
Against a block wall west facing, it's going to have
to
be something.
Are you a fan of metal art?
It's going to have to be a, you know, something that's pretty tough. Bougainvillea,
right.
The torch glow bougainvillea particularly stays more compact.
Okay.
That'd be a really good one for there. We mentioned it before, the yellow emu,
okay,
which is a winter flowering plant would do great. It would certainly tolerate the heat. Some of the varieties of Tacomas, like the orange bells and the yellow bells, and there's some smaller varieties of those.
Okay.
They would do fine.
And do you carry those at Harper? Because we are Harper customers.
Oh, we sure do.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the information.
You're welcome.
And if you missed it earlier this morning, Patty, she 10 o'clock, hot dogs and horticulture. She can come by and she can get her bougainvillea and a little something to eat.
That's right. Every first Saturday of the month, we do what's called hot dogs and horticulture. We, of course, give cook and feed you at lunchtime, but we always have a topic. This month's topic, it happened to be the day the Pond Gnome does their annual pond cleaning seminar. So the topic is going to revolve more about water features and water gardening. But, you know, we're always there to help people with gardening questions and how to plant a garden. And, you know, this is the time of year we're really getting into the spring veggies and tomatoes and peppers and fruit trees and rose bushes. It's just, I mean, we could go on and on and on about what you should be doing in the garden right now. But, yeah, starts at 10 o'clock.
Well, that, you know, you need to start these at 11. Give me a little chance.
They go
to
till
get
noon. You could come at 11.
That a water garden is what's missing from mine. And I mean, you see one that's done right, and man, they're gorgeous.
Yeah. The other thing, if we can mention Mesa Community College at 1:30, the Mesa East Valley Rose Society doing their rose auction, and it's a great time to plant roses too. So talk about Mediterranean.
Yes.
You know, roses are, and you can eat rose petals. They use rose hips for things. So nothing like a little salad with some rose petals on it.
And John, we were talking about fig trees. They're easy to grow in Arizona. What are the tips there, since it's part of the Mediterranean diet?
Well, figs do like a fair amount of water. So you just need to make sure, and space. You know, they get pretty big and bushy. They're like a big bush as opposed to maybe a tree. Of course, you can prune them back this time of year when the leaves are all off of them and control the size to some degree that way. Because people back east, even in New York and Brooklyn, in little patios grow figs, and they literally have to cut them back, bend them over, protect them. So they're very versatile and pretty easy to grow. Just make sure they get plenty of water.
Yum.
Yeah.
And Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau, if somebody wanted to find the information you've shared today, not only the Mediterranean diet, but where to get the products.
Go to fillyourplate.org. We have searchable recipes, searchable farmers that you can buy from directly. We also have a searchable database for our farmers markets. We have over 100, and they're all over the state. And right now, a lot of them have wonderful winter produce.
Very good. Jay Harper, Harper's Nursery. Thanks, as usual, for being here with us.
Always a pleasure.